Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Wow, do we have a treat for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. First up, we have with us Alan Autry. Am I saying that right, Autry?
You got it.
I did. All right. And he has this movie that is just coming out, Victory by Submission. And, you know, how cool is that? It is, from what I've seen of the trailer, there's some boxing involved, right?
Well, actually, Robbie, it's mixed martial arts, of which boxing is an aspect of it. It's boxing, wrestling, and then the jiu-jitsu, karate stuff. And the story takes place with the backdrop of mixed martial arts.
Wow. And so that whole idea of victory by submission, it's going to get pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a play. In mixed martial arts, victory by submission, meaning you get a victory by making the other guy quit. You get them in a hold, arm bar, leg lock, choke hold, and then they tap out. But as believers, we have a different definition of what that victory by submission is. And that's when we basically tap out to ourselves and the world and submit to God. And that's, without being too much of a spoiler, the storyline centers around that type of thing. So it was kind of convenient. Little phrase that's used in both worlds, but they mean two different things.
The thing I love about your word tap out, that, you know, one of the radio shows I get to produce or help produce is Nikita Koloff, who you might know as a professional wrestler for many years.
Yes.
He does a show called Man Up on the Truth Network. And so one time he was interviewing Sting, and, you know, Sting is talking about this Russian, you know, chain match that he had with Nikita. And Nikita put the chain around his neck and threw him over the top rope. And apparently Sting was supposed to get his hands underneath the chain before he threw him over the rope,
boy.
And he didn't happen to do that.
Boy.
And so as Sting has fallen over the chain, you know, over the rope, and this chain is choking him to death, Nikita is looking at him, and he's, you know, I guess in wrestling, part of the deal is you got to sell what you're doing. He goes, man, he is really selling this.
This guy's an actor. He is selling this.
Right. He is selling this. And all the time, according to Sting, you know, Sting's telling a story. He says, I'm tapping out. I'm trying to get his attention that, you know, he's choking me to death. And eventually, apparently, because Sting's still with us, and so is Nikita. I couldn't help but think of, you know, to some extent, for a lot of us, God has had us over the top rope with a chain around our neck.
Boy, had me, you know. And you're still trying to get that chain. You know there's no hope, but you're still like the old, you know, you're still thinking you can do it on your own. And, I've been down that road, Robbie. A lot of us have, yeah.
So also on today with us, I have a couple of good friends of mine. We have Danny Marsh and Jim Graham, because the Masculine Journey Radio's got a boot camp coming up, as you may know, April 29th through May the 2nd. And so, Danny, it's great to have you on. And, you know, I know you're excited about what God's doing at this particular boot camp.
Yeah, this will be my second. And I'm excited about what God's going to do for me and through you guys and through the guys who come and watch and see. It's going to be neat.
Might get you over the top rope. You know, you just don't know.
As long as it's not with a chain, I'm okay, I think.
And Jim is calling in from the bridge this morning. It's at work. So, Pastor Jim, it's good to have you on. And I know you're excited too, right?
I am. I'm excited. I just got on the radio show because the number you gave me was wrong. And then Sam sent me the right number, but I dialed it wrong. It got a, if you want to talk to a beautiful lady, that doesn't sound like Robbie. So. But the third one was the charm. And I'm glad to be here. And
well, that's that's good. So you knew that these riddles were coming, and we want to, today. We got a special prize. I didn't even tell Beth Ann that we're going to give away a boot camp, right? It's $199 value if you can guess my riddle. But, of course, we got to punish you a little bit before we get to the riddle. So here we go. Speaking of victory in camp, right? I don't know if you knew this, Danny, but Batman was laying battered and bruised on the ground as the Joker walked off, basking in his victory, right? And Batman said, you know, or excuse me, Robin comes up and kicks him in the side. And Batman said, what'd you do that for? And you know what Robin said, Beth Ann? You don't know.
No, I'm sorry. I'm having her locked.
Oh. He said, look like you needed a sidekick. That goes along with the whole, you know, idea of, you know, jujitsu and that kind of thing. So, you know, going to boot camp, you may want to look into insurance. That's what I did, but I was far from impressed with my travel insurance because it says if someone steals your tent at night while you're out camping, you're no longer covered. Did you know that, Jim?
I knew this was going to be a funny.
Oh, you knew it was going to be.
I was going to start to pass the
jury. And so the last of my jokes anyway. My wife surprised me to hear that I actually enjoyed her punishment of making me sleep on the sofa. I said that it made me feel manly, like I was camping. You know why? Because I felt there was this really angry bear nearby.
Is Tammy the bear?
When she wants to be. You see, you saw her.
Darling,
I'm not touching that
one. All right. So, at the end of that, you know
what? She was after that.
Yeah, she will be when I get home. So, here's the riddle today. To win a boot camp, where was the victory camp for Joshua roundabout? So, where was the victory camp for Joshua roundabout? If you know the answer to that, you call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And Beth Ann, you can tell them what they've won, even though I've told them.
Happy! It's been a day, but you know, we got a lot of great stuff. Along with that, they get to go to the man camp, right?
Well, boot camp.
Boot camp.
Masculine Journey Boot Camp.
Boot camp.
Yes.
It's coming up in April, end of April, a couple weeks.
April 29th through.
Nice.
It's a 4-day experience.
Oh.
That really we're going to get into today. So we'll hope you'll call and answer our riddle that. Where was the victory camp for Joshua? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So getting back to Alan. So Alan,
yeah.
Is there a story behind, you know, how God gave you this movie?
Gosh, you know, I get asked that a lot, Robbie. And, you know, there's elements in the movie that reflect my life. The father who was tortured, who's tortured mentally by some things in his past, was based on my deals with my father. There's just bits and pieces of things that I've experienced, that I've seen other people experience, and then the whole theme of putting something over God and the consequences of that. When you and you can have a very good pursuit. In this case, the young fighter is trying to fulfill a vow he made to his young brother, who was killed without, again, trying to be too much of a spoiler alert, that he was going to win the championship for him. You know, he has this burning desire to become a champion. But in doing so, he puts it above everything in life, even God, his family. And that's kind of a universal thing I've seen a lot in my lifetime. I've done it myself. So it's kind of a metaphor for that in your life. You put anything above God, well, and you pursue it, and it becomes idolatrous.
And away you go. We gotta cut you off because we're gonna go to a break. But when we come back, we've got more with, again, Alan Autry and Danny Marsh, Jim Graham on the boot camp, and, you know, victory by submission. So much coming up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we have Danny Marsh and Jim Graham with the Masculine Journey Boot Camp coming up April 29th through May the 2nd. And Alan Autry in his movie Victory by Submission. Alan's actually calling, I believe, aren't you calling from Los Angeles or somewhere?
Fresno, Robbie. Fresno, the thriving metropolis of Fresno.
There you go, out in California. Yeah. But this movie is available on all sorts of different platforms, Victory by Submission, and you can find it at kingdompursuits.com, but also Victory by Submission, or, you know, there's a Facebook page, Victory by Submission, so all that stuff's available. And how fun. We've got Riddler's on the line. We got Ann is calling from Lexington, North Carolina. Ann, you're on Kingdom. Ann, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to hear who you think, or where you think, I should say, was the victory camp for Joshua roundabout.
Would it be Camp Jericho?
Camp Jericho. Well said, Ann. That's beautiful. Yes, absolutely. Now, have you ever been to a Jewish wedding, Ann?
No, I have not.
Well, if you ever go to one, there's a really cool tradition that they have that the bride will encircle the groom 7 times. Did you know that?
No.
And so, like Joshua went around Jericho 7 times, a bride in a Jewish wedding will go around the groom 7 times. With the original concept was to bring the walls of his heart down, but she does that 7 times because it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because a man's work is from sun to sun, but a woman's work's never done. Right?
But that's sweet.
So she's literally nesting, if you think about it, saying, I'm going to support you, and I'm going to make a godly home for you, you know. And then when the husband puts on the ring, he says, I'm going to support you emotionally, physically, and spiritually. That's what Jesus does for us. See, but what I never had realized until recently is when they went around that camp 7 times, which we're going to do at boot camp, Danny, I'm just telling you, we're going to go around 7 times. What they're doing is they're making a nest, so to speak, that's fit for God. You see, they were supporting that. And so when you think about how they cleaned up Jericho, and clearly they had to kill everybody and all this stuff except Rahab. But, you know, what they were doing was they were making a home fit for God. How cool is that? So
that is cool.
That's why I loved your answer. And you are absolutely a winner. And I understand you have a fiance?
I do.
Who would come to our boot camp, which we would be blessed out of our socks. And we got your phone number. We'll call to make those arrangements for him to get just first-class treatment, and I'll look forward to meeting him. What's his name?
His name is Rodney.
Rodney. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Ann. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. So we also have Paulette is in Durham, North Carolina. Paulette, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. And I bet she was thinking Jericho, too. So, moving on. Back to Alan. So, very interesting. You know, our boot camps are based on John Eldridge's Wild at Heart. And you may know he's got a lot to do with the father wound in there. And so, are you telling me that the fighter in the movie has got a father wound?
Yeah, that's one of the main themes of the film is the broken relationship he has with his father, who has addiction issues resulting from his time in Vietnam, it's a story of redemption, love, number one, and forgiveness. There's the power of forgiveness is on display in the film, and it's wrapped in. It's no more a movie about MMA than Courageous was just a movie about cops. It just happens to be the backdrop.
Yeah, right.
It's about Christ. It's about God. It's about His redemptive power, and it seems to be an issue, a theme out there that many men have gone through, and. My relationship, my dad was great. I never knew my real father because he was abusive. I met him later in life. My mother took me away from him, but came out to California. There's a stepdad of which I was referring to, and he was a great guy. It just about every month, he just wouldn't come home from the fields. He would just go get drunk, and we didn't even have a phone. I just worried sick about him. He didn't talk much, one of those Texas guys. His way of saying I love you was... to go out and change the oil in the car, you can go out on Saturday night, with buddies. But, it's a story. There's some action in the film. In fact, people who've seen the film said it's the best action they've ever seen in terms of the fighting in the film. And I was very mindful, though, Robbie, not to push it too far. We've had previews of this film at churches with over 1,000 people. We did preview showings, and we had no issue with people saying there was too much violence, although it's realistic. And again, most people think it's better than Creed, better than the Rocky stuff.
Yeah, wow.
And I'd have to look at it, and I have to agree with them. If I can't just, I won't brag on myself, but I will on my actors and my coordinators and that sort of thing for the film. But I was very mindful not to push it over the edge where you get gratuitous violence in the film, and there's no nudity, no profane language, and you could watch it with your kids, as I'd say, as young as 10 or maybe even below. It's a film for all ages.
Wow. So, Danny, from a boot camp standpoint, obviously, we're in the same kind of camp, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so this is your second one. Tell us, if you were listening out there today and you're saying, well, tell me, what is a boot camp? So what would you say to somebody that would you call it a normal Christian retreat?
No, there's no retreat in it. Which is one of the things I like is that, the premise behind it, as you've mentioned, Robbie, is the book Wild at Heart, and talking about the masculine heart and God's pursuit of that. And it's a time of a 4-day time to get away and get out. And probably the most powerful thing that happens is the covenant of silence. And I'm not a guy who likes to be silent, but to just get away, you and God, out in the wilderness or whatever. And even if you're not a hunter woodsy guy, just time to think about and process, there's a God of the universe who's pursuing me. And it's awesome.
Right. And so, Jim, we know you've been to many, many, many more than me. And so what would you say to that guy who's wondering, should I go to this? What's going on?
Well, if you've never been to one yet, but one of the biggest resistances I get are for the wimpy guys that, it's a boot camp. I'm going to have to be drilling and I think military in it. Not that at all. But when you were talking about, with two mattresses, you're as comfy as you are at home sleeping. So the one, that's roughing it. But we got these thin little mattresses, but you can grab two and be comfortable. Don't worry about that. What I found in the boot camps, and when you said it's not a retreat, it is pursuing and being pursued by God. So we don't want it to be a retreat. But it is a time where God really has always come after me. I've never been to a boot camp where I've not had an encounter with God, and I think that will be the case for everyone that comes.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I have never missed a boot camp since I made the first one, I guess in 2009, because what it does for the rest of my, time of being able to go after things that you wonder why you're struggling with this, what's going on with that, and it seems like it's just layer after layer after layer, like Shrek, that God has for you to go after your identity, where you're walking with him, and those kind of things. Danny, you look like you had something. Go for it.
I'm just listening. I've been
working a lot this week, and I was going to take a shower this morning and ended up doing a sponge bath. But I'm really looking forward to a shower, and I thought about that as what you were saying. It's almost like you've been dirty for a while. You're going to go out and get clean and be able to start fresh.
We encourage you.
It feels like that after leaving a boot camp to me.
We encourage you to shower, Jim. We really do.
I know.
We actually have showers. They're there. But, no, that's a great point. It's like I really can't imagine my life without this experience of going there and going over. There's several talks where essentially, you know, we revisit what are the core desires of a man's heart. How do you pursue your wife well, or how do you pursue the beauty in your life, or your relationships on the way to success? What does that look like? And so there's all sorts of levels of all sorts of things that you get an opportunity to go out there and spend time with God, and there you go. So, and I'm sure, Alan, that's what you're hoping for people that come to your movie, that they have an experience where God gets in touch with them through the movie, right?
Oh, absolutely, Robbie. In fact, when I made the film, I made it hoping that I was going to show it in churches, and for people who had either fallen away from church, never been to church, where people of the congregation could watch the film in the comfort of their own church, but bring some folks that they may know in their life who they'd want to bring to church, but it's just too much. I know I was like that sometime in my life. I had a friend who saved, tried to get me to go to church, and for whatever reason, it was just too much for me. I don't know. But if they come and see a movie first, get to meet the pastor, get to meet the youth pastor, a lot of the counselors there, and just use as a tool for pastors
We got to go to another break, but when we come back, we're going to have more on Victory by Submission in the boot camp coming up April 29th. That's this month through May the 2nd.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, if that might be. Wow, he's given you a movie to do, as he has for Alan Autry with Victory by Submission. How exciting does that sound? That seems like a good topic to have on with our Masculine Journey team today, which is talking about their boot camp, which is coming up April 29th. Through May the 2nd. Again, you can find out all this information at kingdompursuits.com. You can look, find the Victory by Submission, all the places that it's running, as well as sign up for the boot camp, right? You can go register for that. But on with me right now, I have Amy Cabo with The Cure, and she's got an exciting show coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. So, Amy, you guys are going to be talking about the mommy wine. Tell me, what's the mommy wine culture?
Well, hello there, Robbie.
Hi, yes, Amy.
Today we have Ellen Elizabeth, and we're going to actually talk about the other side of being sober. Yes, there is a mommy wine culture where they expect parents to drink because of the stresses of family and things like that. But she also has an incredible testimony to share with us about her struggles with, and triumphs, by the way, with addiction and infertility.
Oh, really?
It almost all goes hand in hand. It's a mouthful, this show.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. But what an opportunity for people to call in, with their stories and share, because your show's live, right, Amy?
Yes, it is.
And so they can call in at the same 866-34-TRUTH. And, Danny, I know you struggle with those kind of things, and so this is a really important topic that people need to share on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, Amy's show is going to come on 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. Stay tuned. We got that coming up. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. Have a beautiful day and God bless.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. So, getting back to Alan and his movie. So, as you have you made some movies prior to this, Alan? Is this your first one?
Excuse me. No, we did a movie back in 1999, produced it here locally. You raised the money for it, called a Western called Forgiven. And he did that one. It was going to keep making more. Then God gave me the calling to run for mayor of Fresno, California. So I did, and was blessed enough to be elected. And I was only going to go one term, but wound up being reelected. So I had to put the movie making on hold for almost a decade. And,
really?
When I got out of that, I went to work on Victor Bison. Yeah, that's why when my name, Autry, I have a few more names they've given me after 8 years of mayor. Fellow office holders can relate to that. They have a few other names. But, Robbie, if I could real quick just commend Danny and Pastor Jim and Amy just called in. But on the boot camp, I think those type of things that y'all are doing are going to be so essential, especially in this COVID world we've been living in, the stresses that have been on everybody, including believers. Sometimes we can get a little bit spiritually cocky and think that all these things that are affecting everybody else, that we got the power of Christ, which we do. But the devil's out to lie, kill, and destroy, and he's trying to wear everybody down, get everybody worn out, get everybody distracted. And that's when he comes in and does his dirty work. And I just think it's going to be essential that us believers find places like the boot camp to go and fill those tanks up spiritually. And I went to one. It sounds similar to what y'all are doing. And it's the best time I've ever had. And you don't really know you need it that bad till you're there. And you get rid of all the distractions and the cell phone's gone. And you decompress and you go, wow, I needed this. More than I thought. So, and then with Amy, with the addiction, I struggled for 8 years in Hollywood with alcohol and drugs, and that's on the rise now in the COVID world, and that we're living all the stresses. People are just turning to the bottle, turning to pills, turning to whatever they can get their hands on. It's a tough time. So I just want to commend the other people on the show for all they're doing.
Ah, it's amazing times that we're in, and very fun to see what God's up to in all this, right? And so, Jim, as you're thinking through this from a standpoint of loving your family well, you know, that's something that I think most men struggle with. I certainly struggle with. How do I, you know I'm supposed to love my wife well, but what exactly does that look like practically? And can you share what that's meant for you in your life, Jim?
Well, and related to boot camp, first of all, my wife has always supported me leaving her for the boot camps. And she's pretty, she likes to have me around. I'm not sure why, but that's been a big one. And trust me, guys, if you're saying, well, I can't go, I can't leave my wife for 4 days. She may say that up front, but after you get back, it is highly unlikely she'll ever keep you from going again. Mm. And one of the big ones for me, my first boot camp was after all my kids were gone from home. But one of the big things was I had to look at personally were the wounds I caused my son. And I've given them the books, and they've read them, and I've been trying to drag them to boot camps for 15 years without success yet, but sooner or later, it'll happen. And my boy, it did help my relationship with my boys, going to them and apologizing for some of the things I did as a father.
Same question to you, Danny. Is there something you learned at the boot camp that your wife was like, man, you ought to go to more of those?
Well, what's interesting is God has been dealing with me with this genre of stuff for a very long time, and I discovered you guys last summer, and probably never be the same in many different ways. But the pursuit of, you know, I've worked on heat and air and appliances and stuff, and all that stuff comes with a service manual. Wives and children do not. So, you know, trying to figure this thing out But to be around men who have a little further in the journey sometimes is what's very helpful is, you know, to hear that, because I always have called it terminal uniqueness. There's no way anybody's got the problems I have at home or anything like that. And to hear men share their struggles and their victories is kind of the neat thing. And that's how that helps, is you hear something and you go, you know, I've had that problem with my son, or I've had that problem with my wife or something. And to find resolution, I think that's what the kingdom's about.
Right. Because, you know, one of the things we talked about is an adventure to live, right? That, you know, men crave adventure. And so if we don't have any adventure, then we go off into addictions and whatever, because like what Alan was talking about, we're in pursuit of something bigger and better, when really your wife is sitting there the whole time. She's a, you know, an amazing, you know, thing that God gave you to pursue. But it, when it gets tricky, we fall off and we get into other things. And so those are all things that are amazing and opportunities to see where God's calling you, which I know, again, Alan, in your movie, you actually helped write it and direct it?
Yeah, I wrote it. Well, I always say that I wrote it and directed it, but on this film, I did something that I'd never done before. I'd always prayed before I started a project, but on this one, right from the get-go, before I put a word down on the script, I got on my knees and I asked God for guidance. I said, Lord, this is your film. You take it where you want to go. If this is going nowhere, I'll know that here pretty soon. If you want me to keep going, you write it through me. You bring the investors, you bring the cast, and just amazing things happen. And I would find out when I would start my day off, once I started this project, on my knees, asking him to do that for that particular day, because I said, Lord, you know, I get distracted, and I'm going to need you on this. It's a mammoth undertaking to do an independent film. And when I would do that, things would work out. When I'd forget and start doing it on my own, that's when we'd have problems at every aspect of the film. So.
That is awesome. Well, one more break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. The name of the movie, again, is Victory by Submission. The boot camp is coming up April 29th through May the 3rd. KingdomPursuits.com.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today, again, we have with us Alan Autry and Danny Marsh and Jim Graham. Alan's movie, Victory by Submission, which has to do with this MMA-style fighting. And, you know, certainly from what Danny was telling me during the break, which I also mention Danny and Jim with the Masculine Journey Boot Camp coming up April 29th through May the 2nd. But, Alan, during the break, I found out Danny is an MMA enthusiast, and he's like, man, you, Robbie, have you ever seen this stuff, man? This is serious.
Yeah, you know what? The setting, I wanted to set it in a world that really is not touched by God, because that's where we're supposed to take the gospel. That's the Great Commission. Because people, when I tell them, they ask, well, it's a faith-based film set in really MMA. They kind of look at me quizzically like that dog that tilts the head going, what? And they make a fist like, this one's for Jesus. You know, boom. And it's not quite like that. In fact, one of the storylines you talked about, I wrote down here, loving your wife well. One of the storylines in it, Robbie and guys, is the fighter does not love his wife well. He thinks he's doing it the right way, the way he was taught, which he wasn't really taught by his father. But that becomes something that gets resolved. Again, not spoiling everything there, but that's an aspect that really caught my attention when y'all were talking about that really hits home. Loving your wife well. Yeah, most of us love our wives, but are we loving them well the way Christ intended it? And that's just one of the themes of the film too.
That's beautiful. And it, you know, I remember, you know, going to one of my first boot camps, they came up with this concept of, you know, your wife reflects God in a very unique way, and one of your jobs is her, you know, husband, is to kind of discern, you know, what is her unique gift? What is her special sauce? You know, what is it that she does super well? And how do you call that out into her? And, you know, for me, it was like, oh, I'd never thought of that. I know that sounds pitiful, Jim, but that's just the way I am. And I was like, oh, I can do that. I can. And so I went home and I started to think, what does God, you know, I'm watching my wife. And, you know, she used to hold babies at the Calvary where we, you know, where we, you know, go to church. And she would go to the nursery and hold babies. And I would see that this was something. I said, Tammy, did you ever think about working like in a daycare to think about, you know, what it would be like to hold baby? Oh. And you know, I've seen her life, you know, 15 years later, as she's gone through how much, you know, God just gave her this particular gift of being a caregiver, and what it's meant to her to, you know, play in an arena that she, you know, that flips her lights on, you know, so to speak. Like, you know, we get to find our, you know, calling, whatever you want to call that. Well, everybody's got one, and how fun that we as husbands, you know, get a chance to do that. So, Danny, again, we're going to come back to you since I'm so grateful you came in today. And so what was one of the things when you knew you were going to be on the show today, you wanted to go, man, I want to make sure I get this said. There you go.
Well, that's changed about 8 times since I've been sitting here. But, Alan, I wanted to tell you, I have a pastor friend of mine who I'm ordained under, and his church is on one of the worst streets in Burlington, North Carolina. And everybody asked him. It was actually a bar they converted into a church. Great. And they asked him why he put his church there. He said, well, if you're going to go hunting, you need to go where they're traveling. And there's drug addicts and prostitutes and all go up and down that street all the time.
So, I get it, man. I get it. I like it.
I would not entertain the idea that you did a bad thing taking Christianity into the MMA world. So,
I appreciate that, Danny. I appreciate that very, very much. Yeah.
But to go back to, I think, you know what you said, I pulled up a scripture, and I know we have a running joke around here about this, but one of the most incredible scriptures of me is that when Jesus said in John 15, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And now, being the kid that was last picked on the kickball team or the basketball team or any other team, to think that Jesus would choose me is pretty powerful. And the whole premise behind what we're trying to do and what Alan's trying to do is to let you know, yes, God is choosing you.
Wow, that you would go bear fruit. And so, Jim, what did you want to make sure you got said today?
Well, I'm with Danny on a few levels. First of all, I got hit with a verse during a commercial, and Dr. Stanley was talking about freedom, and then I got hit with something else that walked in the door, even though I asked to not be disturbed while we're in the show here. But this was important. But I'll start with the verse, Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not be encumbered once more by yoke of slavery. And we're all slaves to something. And churches tend to cast out sinners rather than welcome them in.
I hate we got to cut you off, Jim, because you can see that Jim's got something really big that he wanted to share. I'm sorry. Well, you're going to have to come to boot camp to find out the rest of it. You can go to kingdompursuits.com and find out about the boot camp or this awesome movie, Victory by Submission. It's at kingdompursuits.com. Now stay tuned. You got encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey and then Nikita Koloff. It's all coming on the Truth Network. Stay tuned.
This is the Truth Network.